Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Mother Nature gets an A+. As a teacher, I encourage students to incorporate sensory detail into their narratives and essays. If Mother Nature were in my classroom this fall, I'd have to give her an A+ for her efforts. She's hammered one detail after another into golden perfection, from the sights, scents, to the sounds of autumn. As always, October color can't be beat. From the brilliant blue and gray skies to the earth-toned grasses that create a prairie mosaic that shifts in intensity depending on the time of day someone views it. This year, it seemed the leaves have been even more brilliant than in years past, and that depth of tone lasted nearly 2 full weeks before it began to fade and leaves somersaulted to the ground. Many days, it was hard to pay attention to the road during parts of my daily drive just because I wanted to stop and stare at nature's palette. However, it's not an option on a busy highway. It's a good thing Western Kansas doesn't get many leaf peepers to slow traffic. If you're going to be blessed, you need to expect abundance. And once again, the post-summer season hasn't disappointed. When I sit outside of an evening enjoying the last rays of sunlight, highlighting golden treetops lining a distant stream, tantalizing scents of wood smoke tease my nose. Folks not too far away from my house heat with logs they've cut. I may not be sitting around their fire, but my heart feels its mood, and I settle more deeply into my cushioned chair. Spicy hints of end-of-season petunias, roses, and zinnias float atop that wood smoke, taunting my nose and brain to sort the different aromas into proper categories. During a recent pumpkin patch visit, leaf mold, dry hay, grilling sausages, and roasting peanuts triggered another round of "What's the smell?" In sharp autumn air, it's a relaxing game to enjoy. Not only do my eyes and nose get a workout this time of year, so do my ears. Late-season crickets play slow sonatas to a rising moon. Many bird species have already migrated, so those musical arrangements are simpler and quieter than those a few weeks earlier. During my pumpkin patch visit, I rested near a tiny scarecrow in a shaded hideaway and listened to Millbrook and the Flatland Band play old-time rhythms that made my toes tap and my heart sing. As the fiddle and big basses notes vibrated through ash and locust trees, falling leaves hit dry ones on the ground, which sounded like raindrops pittering on an old roof, creating nature's backbeat to those instrumentals. Students may have to write English class essays in words, but nature has her own way of communicating. While she may not type her message in black on a white piece of paper, she does use the same sensory detail any good writer captures and imprints it on the human heart. Her message this time of year is to slow down and enjoy her gifts. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio. Written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayfley. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.